Cunningham on Tiger Country, 97.5 WTGR.
And welcome to this Wednesday, December 14th edition of the Community Ties program, which comes your way following the 11 a.m. news Monday through Friday. Invite you to tune in each day. As I mentioned a moment ago, the second Wednesday of each month since January of this year has been reserved for Wayne Healthcare, and it has been a celebration of 100 years in Greenville. And this is really cool to, I guess, I don't know if the right word is culminate it, because I do have some good news, is that we're going to continue to talk to representatives from Wayne Healthcare in the new year. We want to continue this because we want to help, and we'll talk more about this in the program. We want to help all of our listeners be aware, you know, be made aware of the services that are offered and the new things that are happening at Wayne Healthcare. So we'll continue to talk to guests from there, and certainly want to welcome back this morning the CEO, President CEO of Wayne Healthcare, Jeff Subler, and Terry Flood, Wayne Healthcare Vice President of Business Development and Marketing. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back, I guess I should say, because I know you've both been here at least once. Terry, you've probably three or four times, I think, this year maybe. We've been able to have you as a guest. So, again, thank you for that and the opportunity to celebrate 100 years. Of course, each time a guest from Wayne Healthcare has been here, they've covered a decade of the hospital through the years, and that, I think, has been so interesting. A lot of other things have been interesting, too, but I've really enjoyed that, and hopefully our listeners have, too, learning about the hospital. I mean, starting from the early 1920s, and now they're like 2020s, and that's just been really cool. What's it been like for all of you to be able to celebrate with the public, because there have been open houses and various types of celebrations throughout the year as well?
Yeah, it's been a great, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a great culmination here I think I was here in January to kick this off, and January 14th, I think, was our official 100-year birthday of the hospital. So it's been neat to do it over the course of a year instead of just one event. We really spread it out over the year to celebrate a bunch of different avenues, a bit different eras of the hospital, and showcase and highlight those. So it's been neat to share that not only with our staff and employees and providers, but the community. And I think it was a great way to do that and just spend the whole year highlighting all the good that Wayne Healthcare has done in the community for 100 years.
Yes, that's obviously a very long time, more of the time than any of us can comprehend, and there is a lot to cover just because of so much that has changed as far as technology is concerned and so many other things. And we've talked, I think, probably every time that somebody from Wayne Healthcare has been in, just about how important the community is. The partnership has been great, which is, I know, one reason why you wanted to involve the community, invite them in, allow them to see some of these changes and ask questions about, you know, various things. And that's probably been very beneficial, because, again, without having a partnership with the community involving them, and, you know, I mean, with volunteers, the community's been involved in so many ways, then, you know, the hospital might have closed a number of years ago, as has unfortunately happened in other communities this size.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity for us to share the service lines that we have, and we can get, you can get into a habit of assuming that people know what we do, and it's good to remind them. Healthcare is one of those things that you don't just shop for when you're bored on a Saturday. You don't stop by the hospital to see what they've got. So it's really when you need the service for you or your family member. So it's imperative for us to continue to share those service lines. We've got a lot of new service lines that we've developed just this year. And we continue to always evolve and bring new service lines that are needed to the community. So you're right. It's if you look at the statistics for hospitals, especially rural hospitals in this country, there are a lot of them are closing, and it's happening at a much more rapid pace, really due to the pandemic. But we need the support of the community, and we want to be here for the community for another 100 years, and we want to provide the services that they need so that they do support us locally. And we do that through our partnerships, and really want to be that local stop. You know, we know we can't be everything to everybody, but we've got partners that can. So We want you to stop in. We will get you the treatments you need, whether it's here in Greenville or elsewhere. And we appreciate the support that we receive.
Well, and Terry, in your role with business development and marketing, you work very closely with the partners that Jeff was just talking about, right?
Yes. Yes. It's exciting, as Jeff has already alluded to, about the community and the people. And really, I think what's helped sustain us over the years is the people. As I look back at the incorporation of the hospital from May 6, 1916, when we were first incorporated, to where we are now, it was really local people who really helped sustain us, and we've continued to pay it forward. So having leaders like Jeff in place to continue to pay it forward and build those partnerships to bring the services to our community are invaluable.
Absolutely. It has been interesting. I mentioned before covering the different decades and talking about the advancements that the hospitals had, the growth and the expansion, advancements in technology, but the leadership. And I'm sure you're especially proud, Terry Rice, of the leadership, including some of the women who have been so instrumental in the growth of this hospital and the success of Wayne Healthcare.
Yes. Catherine Funk, we talked about her being in leadership back then. She was an administrator of the hospital, a superintendent, I believe is what they were called. And so having someone like that, even, I believe it was in the 70s that she was leading, is kind of unimaginable almost, because women really didn't lead in that capacity back then. But it is really nice to know that we had somebody in our community leading who was a woman.
And there were women leaders before that, too,
yes.
Right? If I recall correctly, going back to the 40s and 50s, that kind of were really pioneers
back then.
The Annie Oakley spirit, I
guess.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Well, I know we have some other things to talk about, but let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we can cover what other topics and so forth that both of you want to as we continue with the Community Ties program right after this on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR. I